Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third, the right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth, the catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second, the right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third, the first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting eighth, the catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. Wlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. Josephson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Oliva out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0. White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. There goes Allison. The throw from Josephson to second, and Allison is out. Two outs. Ted Wlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. Josephson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hernandez out. One out. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Tovar trying to get to home. Barry throws the ball into Josephson, who tags Tovar, who came all the way from first, for the out. Oliva moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from Josephson and he is out. Boyer applying the tag. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Uhlander for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boswell juggles the ball. That's an error on Boswell. Cullen moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Cullen moves to third. John moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cullen tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John scores. Ward moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Pete Ward. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosporo is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosporo hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Clark pinch hits for Dave Boswell. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Hernandez moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Tovar moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bob Locker now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cullen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis takes first base on ball four. Russ Snyder pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. Olander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Olander reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew pinch hits for Jackie Hernandez. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradford. Carew reaches second base with a double. Olander scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rod Carew now playing second base. Cesar Tovar now playing shortstop. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cullen strikes out. One out. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker is hit by the pitch. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Bob Locker. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olander. McCraw reaches second base with a double. There goes Aparicio trying to get to home. Tovar throws to Roseboro, who tags Aparicio for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro pinch hits for Bob Miller. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 3 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Uhlander is hit by the pitch. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Uhlander moves to second. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 3 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roseboro for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.